Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City of Gillette Public Works employee initiates snowplow name project. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Amy Berkey, streets operator for the City of Gillette, got the idea while driving to Rapid City, South Dakota last October. She noticed the snowplows for the South Dakota Department of Transportation had names on the side of their trucks. Berkey, who has been employed by the City of Gillette for about 3.5 years, decided to do some digging and discovered South Dakota DOT had a contest with all the elementary schools in the state to name the snowplow statewide. This got Berkey thinking it would be a fun project for the schools here in Gillette. She proposed her idea to her supervisors and was approved by Solly Wild, Public Works Director. The process began by reaching out to all the elementary schools in Gillette in November to pitch the idea. Second graders were given the opportunity to come up with names for the snowplows. Each school was assigned plows whose routes are in the area of their school. After the students were finished picking the names, the city put the names on the sides of each truck. Students were able to ask the drivers about plowing snow and to have their picture taken with their plow. Berkey said she is still working on getting a couple more schools in the city involved to finish the project. She said she hopes the city will make this an annual project for elementary school students for years to come. To see a complete list of all of the snowplow names, as well as photographs with the kids with the trucks, visit the Basin Radio Network Facebook page. An inmate serving life for murder dies in correctional facility. Philip Nelson Taylor, 71, died at the Wyoming Medium Correctional Institution in Torrington, Wyoming on Wednesday, according to the release from the Wyoming Department of Corrections press office. Taylor was originally from Battle Creek, Missouri, and was serving life for first-degree murder in Laramie County in September 1981. The Wyoming Department of Corrections will be conducting an autopsy to determine the cause of death per department policy. Wyoming Department of Corrections does not release protected health information. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.